Where do I go from here? Discusses the journey of coming to realizations about important topics in life that others can resonate with. The journey of self-development, whether mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and professionally, are our topics of discussion. Thanks so much for listening and enjoy the show. This is Where Do I Go From Here? Hey guys, thanks so much for sticking with me for the last 3 weeks. I wanted to take a moment and really tell you all that I appreciate it. I have a small request from you that will literally take 3 minutes out of your day. I asked that if you like this podcast and want me to keep bringing you stories each week, to please leave us a review and subscribe to the podcast. Where Do I Go From Here is a form of therapy for me, but also allows me to touch on topics that others are thinking about in a real way. So please leave a review and subscribe. Thanks so much. Happy Black History Month. Love y'all. Where Do I Go From Here? Episode 4, Cheating on My Goals. Navigating my professional career has always been a wild ride for me, really for one main reason. I feel like making goals in my corporate career means I'm cheating on my entrepreneurship goals. I feel like I should put 100% of my energy into making my business work. For example, whenever I'm on a job search, I always try to find something that aligns with my goals, you know, and values, but that also has a salary increase, right? And that alone is a full-time job. So when I'm in a job and get a new job mode, I'm 100% in it. And I feel as though that distracts me from the things I have to do to make sure my business succeeds. Or if work is going really well, I work super hard to move up. And this also takes up 100% of my mental motivation. Well, that makes determining what job I want slightly harder than I feel it would be for the average person. When I graduated college, even when I was in college, I mainly worked in retail sales. It wasn't until recently, like 2020, when I got into tech, which honestly has been the best career change, best field change as well I could have ever made. Working in tech has many pros, including great benefits, great salaries, and just a much better culture generally than fashion retail jobs. And I say all this to say that since switching fields, I understand how important it is to like what you do for work so that you can more easily work towards your goals from a financial and mental standpoint. But the question for me as I climb the corporate ladder and reach new levels professionally is how can I still have the bandwidth to run my business and be all in? And yes, I know what you're gonna say, you have to have the drive and the motivation, you have to really want it, and yes, that's true. But mentally and emotionally, I find it so hard to balance. Sometimes I feel like I'm cheating on my goals when I try to accomplish something at work, like getting promoted. It feels as though I shouldn't be putting as much effort into that as I should be making sure my business starts making me the salary I'm making tenfold. So I find myself asking, where do I go from here? How do I do this? And what I find may be the key to successfully running a business and working full-time / momming full-time is discipline. Being strict with my time allows me to allocate it where it needs to be and when it needs to be there. For example, I work from home, so my day is obviously spent being a model employee, putting my all into work, but my day is also spent making sure my daughter has what she wants and needs and is entertained. I learned that it's easier to just give my days to work and my baby girl, that way I could focus 100% on my goals when my work day is done and when she's in bed for the night. This is really hard to do though sometimes because, well, most of the time because I want to curl up in bed with a glass of wine, watching reruns of Insecure, but I know I only have a few hours at night before I'm beyond exhausted to do anything, so I gotta make it happen. I also wanted to add that as I sit here and really reflect on what I want for myself professionally, entrepreneurship is not only a want, but a need, and even part of my personality at this point. When I think about quitting everything I'm doing, I feel almost like a failure. Like I have to keep going no matter what, but that mentality is so toxic, especially when you're juggling multiple projects in real life at once. I read an article on Medium written by Kevin Ha, and in that article, he speaks about chasing prestige. He says, quote, "There is nothing inherently wrong with wanting prestige. It usually means higher salaries, more respect, and all the things associated with a good upper middle class life," end quote. He then goes on to list a few things that chasing prestige can make us do, such as work jobs we don't really like and working all hours of the day. And then he says, quote, "Prestige felt like a trap to me. It put me into a job and career path that wasn't a good fit for me," end quote. This really spoke to me because I feel like I'm slightly the opposite. Like I'm chasing prestige in regards to entrepreneurship, not like a high salary 9-to-5 or luxurious title. I'm chasing this thought of like, I made it happen for myself and my family. And I'm chasing the fact that an idea I came up with was able to create a life for my family. And when I say chasing, I mean it. I'm chasing it and craving it. So when I feel like I'm putting my mental efforts into things that aren't my ideas and goals, it really starts to affect my entrepreneurial workflow. It's toxic because at the end of the day, a person is capable of doing both. You're able to work a fulfilling career to sustain your cost of living while working towards your goals. And I think this idea that you can't or that you shouldn't comes from these quotes, quote unquote, you know, gurus who have a get it by any means necessary, like quit your job, drop it all, dive into your goals type of mentality. And while I'm not saying that method is wrong, I'm saying when you have a family and a mouth to feed, you have to do what's best for your family. And this doesn't mean you push your goals to the back burner. It simply means you have responsibilities to more people than just yourself. This will be a lifelong argument I have with myself until I'm fully working for myself, but I wanted to leave you all with this quote by Nikki Giovanni. I really don't think life is about the I could have beens. Life is only about I tried to do. I don't mind the failure, but I can't imagine that I'd forgive myself if I didn't try. Thanks so much for listening, guys. And again, if you really like this podcast and you like the stories I tell, the topics I discuss, please go ahead and leave us a review and subscribe to the podcast. And again, happy Black History Month. Thanks, y'all. See you next week. Where Do I Go From Here is an Audio One production. Where Do I Go From Here was created and written by me, Deja, and edited by Audio One. If you love the podcast and want to support me in other ways, you can shop Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio on fashionismychocolate.com. Fashion Is My Chocolate Style Studio is home to a curated collection of contemporary women's clothing and accessories. You can also shop True Herbal Connection on trueherbalconnection.com. True Herbal Connection is home to ultra comfy basics for the herbal connoisseur. If you have a story suggestion or topic you would like me to discuss, please fill out the form in the show notes, or you can go to Where Do I Go From Here podcast on Instagram and click the link in my bio. Thank you so much and see you next week.